Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So this is early on a Wednesday, and I just watched the Eagles, and I kind of want to talk about it. I just watched the Eagles play, I just watched them on offense, and really watch Washington. And obviously, nobody here is, pretending to be professionals, but I just have a little bit of a theory about the Eagles. First of all, I hope that this doesn't, injure them too much or like has them too beat up for the Sunday game, because we need to lose that game as Giants fan. We need to lose it. Like, I don't want to go on a 3-game win streak. 7-10. Last year we went 6-10. So that's improvement, right? And we didn't have Daniel Jones for 6 games. I'm not sure if I reacted to Daniel Jones being out. I kind of wanted to talk about that yesterday with Jake Fromm. And all it is this. People are like, oh, Jake Fromm, no arm strength. No. But he gives a little Gardner Minshew, right? Isn't that what Gardner Minshew is? Like a gamer that provides a little bit of a spark to your offense? I mean, these next couple of games, try Jake Fromm. It's like, he doesn't know the playbook. You know, how can you expect a guy to come in and, you know, do all these things? I'm hearing with Big Blue Kickoff Live. I don't know. Why is my computer on? I don't know. People do it all the freaking time. You know, I'm not talking about Nick Mullins, who's been with the team, but, you know, there have been quarterbacks just like, oh, yeah, no, we're signing you off. Josh Johnson will sign you off to practice squad, and here you go. But why is my computer on? Like, it's so tempting. It's like, oh, yeah, I want to go touch the buttons. But, like, yeah, so that's kind of my opinion about Jake Fromm. That's exactly what the Eagles. Jake, you know, have him. You don't want him to be the solution. But, like, have a guy that's smart, able to execute the offense. Like, if the team prepares a week for, you know, the entire week for, may not play great because you get used to his tendencies. You know, he has off throws, and if you trust him to throw it 35 times a game, he's not going to provide you a great result. But that's what he's going to be. A guy, now I'm not saying, like, Nick Foles, because Nick Foles had a stronger arm. But, like, a guy that you're going to be able to put in is like, oh, yeah. No, yeah, he's pretty good. And he's going to be like, oh, a string of 3 games with 125 passer rating. You'll be like, oh, Jake Fromm, the guy. But then, you know... And then he goes on a big losing streak. Oh, yeah. Then we want the starter back in. But, yeah, we should be starting him for the rest of the season. You know, apparently Mike Glennon is a good, like, practice quarterback. But he doesn't go in games. But, like, well, what use is that? You know, his only use is on the bench and helping receivers get timing with routes. That's the only thing he's useful for. But I want to talk about the Eagles. Because I'm like, is Jalen Hurts a Super Bowl quarterback? I'm like, I can see it. Like, I can see it as if. Like, they get a couple breaks, and he just executes the offense and, you know, a string of luck, you know. But the thing is, with some quarterbacks, I'm like, oh, that guy can't win a Super Bowl, right? You know, some guys like can Kirk Cousins really win a Super Bowl? You look at, like, I don't know, maybe it's just the roster around him. But, like, I can see Jalen Hurts just getting lucky and going on a Super Bowl run and have to hear Eagles fans forever. But the dude, if you trust him to pass, if he has to pass it 35 times a game and he has to win with his arm, he can't do it yet. You know, but he's getting better. That's what I kind of like about him. He's getting better and better, but he doesn't have elite speed. He's not really elite at anything in particular, per se. He's just good at everything. Like, Eli Manning had elite ball placement. You know, that's what you can say about him. He had elite toughness. I'm not sure if you can measure that, because you said Jalen Hurts has elite toughness too, but like he's just had the wits about him. But he also had some fatal flaws, like throwing interceptions, but it's that height that you can get to with Jalen Hurts. I don't really see that height that he can get to, because in the end, he's not an elite passer. Now you're probably like, oh, I forgot how many yards he had, but I think it was around 300 yards. They scored 27 points. Yeah. Against a Washington defense who didn't have anybody on their defensive line and had a banged up secondary, and you're still throwing screens and you're still running it, you know, your offensive line can block. That's why, you know, good running games are, you know, the reason why he's successful. But I do not trust Jalen Hurts per se to go out and win a Super Bowl, because, you know, he chucked it up to Dallas Goedert, didn't see the safety coming over. You know, he misses the guy underneath. He misses a lot of things. And you're telling me that, like, he's just going to throw a bunch of screen passes and somehow that's going to win a Super Bowl? Maybe. Like, I know we were kind of banging Sirianni earlier in the year. But honestly, the Eagles, they're just going to be a meddling team. And that's what they're always going to be. They're always going to be, maybe one year they go 10-7 with Jalen Hurts. And I love it. I want them to keep Jalen Hurts forever and be like, oh, no, he can win. And then waste a bunch of years to see if he can win or not. At least you know the guy's not, you know, the guy's not the guy. With the Jets and Sam Darnold, they knew the guy's not the guy. And they ended up just like an even worse quarterback after him. But that's not the point, you know. So the Eagles are just going to be an average team year on and year out. And I'm happy with that. So that's my Eagles conversation. They're 7-7. I had them under 6.5 wins. I'm like, no way they win more than 6 games. I was kind of wrong about that. You know, they surprised me. The offensive line, I didn't trust it because Brandon Brooks coming off an injury. I think Landon Johnson had like an ACL. Like, he's getting older. I think he was drafted in 2013, if I'm wrong about that. It was in 2011. So yeah, he's in his eighth year. But the thing I hope the Giants don't do is like, oh, that guy is too old. I hope we don't go, unless they're like a wide receiver. A wide receiver, you say this guy's too old. But offensive tackle, never say he's too old. You know, quarterback, never say he's too old because they still have that wit about him. They saw those games that, you know, that experience that has value, you know. Unless they're Larry Fitzgerald, don't say, you know, you could say a wide receiver is too old. With tight end, you can never really say a tight end is too old because what do you use them for? You don't use them, you know, in a Travis, a lot of them in a Travis Kelce way, spot where you're looking to dodge three, you know, defenders or whatever. I'm kind of lost it. It's early in the morning. You use them for, oh, maybe break a tackle or two, get in that open spot, be able to use your toughness, be able to get out there semi-quickly. You can't be like a slow, but like how fast really is Rob Gronkowski, you know, and he's still effective. And that's a topic about that. And I briefly, I don't want to talk about Giants anymore. I briefly want to discuss the Buccaneers. I think I talked about this, but, you know, with Tom Brady, people are like, he's a top three quarterback in the league. Yeah, he's a top three quarterback in the league when everything is going right for him. You know, he can place the ball where he needs to, but I want to see him with Chris Godwin out, with Mike Evans out. I think he's going to make do. I think he's going to make do with the receivers that he has and whatever, but he's turning into a LeBron. Like, I want only the guys I can trust. I want to bring in Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, why? Because a quicker, faster back that was on, you know, that wasn't on a team wouldn't work for you. You want guys that you can trust. He wants comfort. Tom Brady is, I think, that is going to be his downfall, like LeBron James, which, by the way, we could see that coming from a mile away. Yeah, we're going to bring in Russell, Carmelo. I like Carmelo, but like, we're going to bring in all these old guys that, you know, were part of the 2012 Olympic team. And in 2022, we're going to win a, what? But, you know, Le'Veon Bell, life comes at you faster in the NFL. You know, bring Todd Gurley in. Yeah, bring him in because he's smart and he can do it. Yeah, but can he break a tackle? Can he twist off a guy? Oh, no, but he can catch out of the backfield on a 3rd and 15 and they get you 10 yards. So it's a 4th and 5. Man, I just had my alarm play right there because I recorded my phone. I had my alarm play and okay. I think you guys get the gist of that. Can Tom Brady win a Super Bowl? Yes, he can. But kind of like with the Lakers a couple years ago, yes, he can. If the breaks come your right way and, you know, you're playing the Miami Heat in the Super Bowl. But let me tell you have the Packers, Rams, Cardinals that they can take – any team can take on the – I think the Cowboys can take them on. That's a team I snubbed yesterday in my top 10. But then I remembered at the last second because I'm, you know, nothing but wits about me. But, yeah, the Buccaneers, they can't win a Super Bowl. that's the famous answer. They can't. Tom Brady, no way. Okay, is he going to win his 8th Super Bowl? Is he going to win his 8th big in all these records? I think he's gotten a little bit too comfortable. I know the thing about Tom, he's going to turn it on. Like, he's not one of these guys that gets distracted easily and it's like, oh, get some fame. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, he starts succeeding. And people, you can't really figure out Tom Brady, you know. You can't, unless you figure, the only way you figure out Tom Brady is to figure out the interior offensive line, which, by the way, Jensen and a couple, Ali Marpet, you know, haven't been playing great, but especially against the Saints. But take a look at the teams that they're going to be facing. Dallas Cowboys, they have an underrated interior offensive line that looked really good against the Giants, but everyone looks good against the Giants. The Green Bay Packers, you can succeed against them. Their interior defensive line isn't really that big. The Rams, with Aaron Donald. So it's going to be interesting to see how the matchups that they have. You know, the Cardinals aren't specifically, you know, dominant on the interior offensive line. So maybe they get a little bit lucky that way. But those interior offensive linemen haven't really been playing that well. And I'm trying to think, is there any other team? Because I'm just thinking of this now, by the way. Sometimes I'm like, I pretend like I've been thinking about this for months. And then, the Vikings. Dalvin Tomlinson kind of has been underperforming. Number 93, I don't remember his name. You know, he's pretty good. They have number 96. I kind of like number 96 on the Vikings. I don't know his name, but whenever I watch him, I'm like, that guy just pops off the screen to me, at least. I don't know. Let's see. You got the Eagles interior. Okay. I didn't really watch it this weekend, but apparently it's pretty good. I can't really comment about that. And then obviously the Washington went healthy. We saw that, you know, and Taylor Heinicke. I'm like, I don't remember Taylor Heinicke last night. Yeah, because Garrett Gilbert was playing. And yeah. And the Eagles saw how to. People, Jalen Hurts throws an interception. I mean, it was kind of unlucky. It's like, oh, no, that's fine. But then when Daniel Jones throws an interception, it's like, it's so funny. That meme is so funny. Like, he's going to burn on the stake. Anyway, before I start talking about random stuff, I hope you guys did enjoy this podcast. It's a mini bit of a podcast. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. And I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.